This episode of the In Deep Show is brought to you by Tweaked Audio. I would say something really funny like Big B always says, but I'm going to tell you. Your headphones jacked up. The dog chewed on them. You stepped on them. Just like me. Oh, God, what?
Chewed on them.
Oh, that could happen to people, too. Uh-huh. You did like me when driving down the road with them hanging out the door and nobody told you? Go to tweakedaudio.com. Put in the code IDS. Get yourself 33% off. Free shipping. And you know what? They do that worldwide, man.
Worldwide.
So just stop playing.
IDS style.
You know, we get a cut of that. So stop playing. Go ahead. Do it.
Get us some money. We need it. Bitches.
I need some breaks.
You are down in deep.
This is deep.
With Big D. Shawnee, the Queen. Drew Baby. And Mark. Dark,
wow. Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Because I can smell it. It's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep, but I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep. I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are down in deep.
I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep.
Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I
oh, yeah. Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I
I just want to see who's going to laugh first. It's the Queen.
You knew it was going to be me.
What's going on, peoples? I am your man, Big B, welcoming you all back to another edition of IDS. Thank you for coming. Thank you for joining. Thank you for your feedbacks. Thank you for your love. Thank you for everyone that called in and said, what exactly the fuck happened last week on IDS? It wasn't us. People took over the studio and held that gunpoint to be as racist as we were last week, y'all.
Racist and drinky. Damn.
Right.
All that good show. All that good stuff. It wasn't us. It wasn't us.
Nope.
But anyway, got to get this show started off proper. As I said, I am your man, Big B. My crew with me today is as followed. I have the Queen, Queenie, with me all.
Well, hello. Welcome. Welcome to the show.
I have the doctor.
What's up, everybody? Y'all know how I do it. Let's get this thing started.
And we have, well, Queen, you want to take the special honors of announcing our special guest?
Oh, we have Mr. Lamont from LS Rules with us in the house today.
LS. Greetings, folks.
Motherfucking rules.
Damn right. What was that? What'd I get? 5 stars on that recap the recap? Is that what I got?
Yes.
You wanna let the world know.
Well, all right.
A rarity. That's like the source. That's like Nas Illmatic Source, right? Magazine type shit.
All right.
Trying to drop the mic.
You know what I'm saying? What's going on with you, my friend?
Man, I'm living. I'm down here in Miami, man. Just out here as a stand-up comedian on an open mic circuit, trying to get paid, telling jokes, enjoying the beach and beautiful people. That's life.
All right.
That is life.
Miami.
Very cool.
I'm officially jealous.
Right, I was like, and you're lucky.
So when you said Miami, I was mad.
This weekend was like, the water is the perfect temperature. There's no jellyfish in the water. Mm. It's like that kind of like, when you don't even need, it's like, your body temperature and the outside temperature are like, just like, and you just, oh, it was so beautiful this weekend.
Boo. Yeah. I mean, good for you. That's so great.
That's,
you know,
amazing.
I mean, I came down here for vacation. I'm like, why would I not want to live in this all the time?
Right,
you know,
exactly.
So I did that. That's all.
That's how it goes. And it's amazing because it's just the opposite here. It's extremely hot. It's extremely humid. Mm. And all the jellyfish seem to be in downtown D.C.
Y'all are, yeah, DMV, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
You better believe it. So,
okay. Here's something bad, though. Sorry. I know, Big B, you're getting ready to get in your thing. I was just washing dishes before we did this, and I stabbed myself with a fork. So, if you want to use that to take away from the goodness of being in Miami, got that.
Whatever.
I'm like, damn, I stabbed myself with a fork washing dishes. How the hell do I do that? There you go. It ain't all no jellyfish, water, and beautiful weather, and hot women.
I know that's right.
I still don't feel bad for you. So, but okay.
Hey, Lamont, tell me something. Is there a lot of people down there? Like, is it over congested or is it you can move around or how does it work?
It depends on the day and where you go. There's definitely a lot of people. And if you look at any kind of survey about the worst drivers in America, Miami is always at the top of the list and deservedly so.
Okay.
It is, it's a kinetic energy. It's an energy unlike anywhere I've ever been. I've been in New York, LA, Vegas, Connecticut, Georgia, you know what I'm saying? But there is an energy here that is so unique to this that it's its own thing.
Okay.
It's its own thing. But there are a lot of people, but you can move.
Okay, cool.
No doubt. And IDS sources had just breaking news that the two inmates that we're searching for, they're actually on their way to Miami.
Oh boy.
So y'all might want to look out for that.
Right.
Please. I got my own. I'm looking out over my own back. You know, I mean, listen, I've been called every kind of Oreo and white boy, but that does not protect me from these, you know, murderers, you know, and these harassers, you know. So, hey, I give not a fuck about these guys. What was the mess I read today? Like, I can't even confirm it, but I read it online. Like, when this little shit who shot up that church in South Carolina, when they arrested him, they brought him to Burger King before they brought him to the station.
Oh yeah,
y'all read this?
He was hungry. Really? He only had water and chips all day.
Oh my gosh, that one made me just pause in life. Mm-hmm. Like, I just had to take a second when I read that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, poor him. You know.
Wow.
So, you know, he was hungry. Like I said, only went to the gas. I mean, he made it out of the gas station alive, which is something. Because, I mean, he went to buy some water and some chips, and he lived. So,
I mean, clearly Ruth Chris was closed.
Yeah, it was probably kind of early.
But come on. Let's take it easy. Rick Perry did say it was an accident. So, you know, maybe it was just a mistake.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that one I did not hear.
Yeah. Apparently, as people try to clean it up by saying, he meant to say incident. But
he
at his mouth, he said it was an accident.
Okay.
Oops, this shit just won't stop going on.
Right, and I had to reload it because okay.
Let's put the shit back in the horse.
All right. Well, he has no chance, so who cares?
Am I hijacking your show?
No.
No, you're good. You're good. Huh?
You know, we just flow in the beginning.
Yeah.
No. Okay.
I'm in a glass.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so this is the time where we ask, how was everyone's weekend?
Mine was good, man. We had a few people over, you know, for Father's Day and everything. You know what? I haven't read that. But I think we invited like at least 15, 17 people.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, about 7 showed up.
Oh, gosh.
We cleaned the house from top to bottom, running back and forth to the store.
And by we, you mean you?
Pretty much. Okay. Yeah, pretty much. Well, no. As far as the house cleaning, you know, Kayla and LaShawn, you know, they did their part. But the guests didn't show up till like 8:30 last night.
So by cleaning the house, literally, you just scooped up the bull cans that was surrounding you and put them in the bag?
No, man. I mean getting down with it, man.
Oh, okay. I'm
elbow grease. You was getting it.
I'm trying to
give our listeners an accurate.
They don't need to know all that. Damn it.
Hey, yo, real quick, though. Doesn't it look like we're on the big screen in Lamont's house right now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, on the wall. Right. Yeah. It sure does.
I'm maybe just in a low chair and I got my Mac camera high. So, yeah, you're on a big screen. Yeah, that's right.
Right.
There you go.
You make us feel good.
You look like you got a nice 42-inch on the wall behind you with the IDS show.
That's I had the 34. But when Queen Neen sent the message saying I was going to be on the Indeep show, I did reach out and get the 40-inch.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
That's what's up.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
My bad. Who did I interrupt? I interrupted someone.
Yeah, but other
than
that.
Oh, wait, Mark, before you finish. So, did y'all cook food for like 20 people and only like seven?
Let's put it this way. It's a lot of food in the refrigerator.
Oh, you ain't bring none?
Well, that's what African Americans do.
Okay.
Because you got to keep cooking as long as the coal is lit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You barbecue some cornflakes and shit.
Man, we did ribs, huh?
Okay, sorry, you're getting into it. What was on the menu?
We did ribs, chicken, pasta salad, potato salad. What else? Devil eggs. Well, a few people bought something. I was just saying what we fixed. Salmon cakes. What you call it? Brockwurst. I'm sure I'm leaving something out, but
you left it all out because there's none here. So okay, I just wanted to point that out.
Okay, I'll bring some next week.
No thanks. What are you trying to kill me?
Hey, I took a shot over here. But anyway, other than that, man, other than, you know, them coming over at 8:30 at night when they're supposed to be there at 6, and I had to be to work this morning at 5:30, you know, I'm running on fumes, but I'm feeling great. I got energy going. Okay. I'm here with my family, my new brother Lamont that's in Miami and everything. Ooh. So it's all good.
Wait, now do you think you have more energy because you're not drinking Bull and you're doing a Guinness today, or...
Ooh,
or you can't really tell.
I can't really tell. Okay. But you know, I think it has something to do with the job now. My body's back to moving around more. Okay. So you know, with that, it's like a workout. But I'm ready.
Okay.
Yeah. That's but if you see me doze and throw something at you, you see some slob on the mic.
You better hope she beats me to that punch.
Oh yeah, no doubt. Okay. No doubt.
I'll keep an eye on you.
Have a long show.
Right. Really.
Quinn.
Let's see. Friday. I don't know what to do Friday.
Happy belated Father's Day,
same
sir.
Same to you, sir. Lamont, are you a father?
I am not, but happy Father's Day to y'all.
Oh, thank you, my father. Single in Miami. God damn it.
Yeah, if you listen to his show, he gets mentor. It in.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Call Pimp Daddy. Yeah, I'll help you. Okay.
He's like, well, all right.
Yeah, you can tell, you know.
When he gets dressed to go out. Puts on his watch, chain, ring.
Okay.
Throws his dick over his shoulder and says, I'm ready to go.
And he got theme music.
Matter of fact, I'm gonna let you go ahead and ask him how his weekend was.
Yeah,
first.
How about that?
Because I feel like mine is not going to be, well, I will say happy birthday to W, but I feel like mine is not going to be as exciting. Mm. So, sir?
Was standard. It's Friday. I did a comedy show. That went pretty good. I was supposed to do like 7 minutes. I wound up going on for 12. It's not because I blew past the light. It's just because I was going good. And he's like, well, you were going. I didn't want to stop. So I had a pretty doggone good set. Some people from work. I don't really tell people from work I do comedy. But some people from work came out because they advertised and promoted it. And they were, you know, ain't nothing worse than doing a bad show. You know, when people don't know you do comedy and they come out and you suck. So, you know, they came out. Unfortunately, I represented myself well, so that was good. Saturday, a friend of mine came in from out of town, so we hung out. Saw Jurassic World in the morning. That was very average.
okay.
And then we went out to lunch, and then we went and laid on the beach for the whole afternoon. Then we just chilled.
You said we?
Yeah. Okay. Then we just chilled at her place. And then Sunday, back to the beach, and that was pretty much it.
Nice. Oh, so you had a friend come in town, huh?
Yeah.
You probably had. You already had one down there?
Listen.
Uh-huh. That's that pimp
She's
lamp.
A very good friend.
Right. Uh-huh. Okay, cool.
Yeah, you heard her say that they chilled back at her, right?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Super
fly. Had on layaway.
Her stepfather happened to have a very nice high-rise apartment right on the beach, so it was like as soon as you walk out, it's right there on the beach. So we did that. It was, you know.
You hear that music for you, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I do. You know. My musical director of the band that I have following me around is like doesn't mind you using that song, but he's gonna email you the licensed music for that as my theme music another time.
I'm gonna need that. So I'm gonna get on that.
Mental note.
Okay. The maestro will be on it.
I told you that his weekend was going to...
Mm-hmm. Hey, baby, my name is Lamont.
Right.
And I've heard that your father has a place on the beach where you could just walk out, baby, me and you.
She made one mistake already, Ma.
What?
So he don't say my name is Lamont. He's like, bitch, it's me. Google me.
Mm. And that's it, huh?
That's it.
All right.
I mean, if you don't know me, do your research, bitch.
All the t-shirts right. say LS Rules, bitch. Okay. And that's usually, I just wear the t-shirt and I point to it. Except it's like down towards the bottom, like where the hem is. And she thinks I'm pointing at her at my dick like I'm being vulgar. But I'm then she sees the letters and the words. She's like, LS Rules what? And then I'm like, you. And
Brian, give me a pen and a pencil.
This is all bullshit. I ain't shit. The whole world is laughing at me. I am aware of this at every point of the day. But
join the club.
Well,
for a Father's Day, mine was actually quite chill. Didn't really do anything. And I would like to thank my entire weekend of doing nothing to my friend and mechanic that told me that, yeah, I'm going to get on your car 9 o'clock Saturday morning and get that knocked out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he got on it 6 p.m. Sunday evening and finished it at 2 a.m. Monday morning.
Oh, wow.
Mm. Monday, wow.
Thank you, being that I had to be to work at 5 a.m.
Right, right.
And what time did we arrive?
Had to be what? Quarter to six or
quarter
something?
Quarter to
six. Yeah, somewhere around there. Mm. Both of us were like this. Going down the same street.
Damn, I was still asleep. Okay.
Must be nice, I'd say. You and Lamont got the life.
Hate is going to hate Lamont. Hate is
going
to hate.
Going to ball.
No, not exactly hating, just pointing out bullshit. Do?
What was the question, Lamont?
What was this work you had to do on your car? Like, what was the job?
I upgraded my brake system.
Okay, okay.
And wheels.
Nice. Okay, only because I got $1,000 of car work done for $450 at the dealer like a week ago, and I'm still in celebration mode over that. That's a small victory in life. I have to celebrate it.
Wow. How did that happen?
Well, the short version, timing belt, from water pumps, tensioner, all this stuff, and it just so happened there was something was covered under warranty, and they rolled it into the one thing, and then I had a coupon on top of that, and then the guys were working for me because I went in there and made them laugh before, so he remembered me, and then 1,000 turned into 450. I was like, yes, Jesus.
Praise him.
Wow.
You know, instantly, when you said that you got $1,000 worth of work done for $450, the first thing that came to my head was... You took your car to my cousin Hector. And he did the work under the table.
In Miami, you wouldn't be too far off, but... You know, these were legit repairs I needed done. I ain't need, like, flames on the side, you know, so.
Eyebrows on the headlights.
What?
You never seen that?
That's for...
Those are African-American women, sir.
Oh,
really?
Yes.
Oh, I've seen the Mexican women with... Well, okay, if that's what you say, but I've seen some Mexican women with the
white
eyebrows.
Women, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See? Mr.
Evan. And those are eyelashes.
Okay.
So.
All right. Okay.
And the racism starts early.
Right. I'm like, welcome. Well, I'm glad you finally got your car.
I am too, because
the wheels aren't in the living room.
It.
We're
gonna start this shit off.
We had the same conversation all the way over.
He's like, I'm going to edit that part out.
Do you want to have vehicle talk?
You know what? You know what?
Oh, everybody already know about Tuffy. What? Oh, okay. I was like, everybody already know about Tuffy. So, I mean, it's really nothing.
Tuffy, all right.
Nothing left to say about Tuffy.
There you go.
So, literally.
Tuffy rolling.
Hey, Tuffy got me here. Tuffy going to get me home.
There you go.
God be willing, the crick don't rise.
Hey.
So, what y'all say we start the show?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
The In Deep Show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Turn that shit off, man. What's wrong with you, man? You know we got a party, man. Get the other record. Here we go.
It's the M-I-K-E-O to the D. I'm coming in, kissing N-B-I-P. Trying to spread some love like roots on a tree. Staying true to this mission in the Y2G.
Two G's got him scratching it like a flea. And that rock got it locked like a crooked cop.
Now, it's that rock. You all remember me? You got your bitches south from off the TV.
I score M's and A's all days. My essays are felt worldwide. We like four planets on the mic.
Some butterfly spit gritty like we in MCA. Voice box, your bull and my ox don't fit the mix.
It be some classic material, kid. Got the Comcast blowing the lid.
You get plush off the rack and buy plenty of more. We got them by the stack.
Got us fucking all over the world.
For all the fly fellas and all the fly girls.
You can't get enough when we're serving this.
In 82, I used to ride a spree scooter. Saw them cuter than pigtail scales. You keep them level and smack you with a shovel and break your lifestyle. Firm on the mic since my days of a child. Got a license too ill to flash the police. The only beast I huddles with the Beastie Boys. Bringing noise like P.E. to your
hey, yo, this beat's barefoot, not me. Strip to the rhyme. And every line made from scratch. Catch like stripes, shell toes. Thin fools and hoes. Heard. Mike, what's the word?
It's like a ooh la la. Like the Mardi Gras party, people cross the floor, they go ooh and they ah. I'm Mike D and that rock down with the daylight.
Get the people dancing for real.
Feet up, holding mass appeal. You can't get enough still. So here's another dose for you to feel.
Put your body
come
in
on,
it.
Squat.
Especially, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Like that little man out the boat, and you get to shake him and shit, and you caress me and grab me real hard and shit. You belong to me.
Somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hey, y'all know Chris Brown is a father now. But for Father's Day, what he did was he had his little girl royalty with him. Now, I've been seeing the little girl with him everywhere, man. He's a proud father, and I like to see, you know, that he's stepping up, you know, doing the father thing. That's pretty cool. So, apparently, what he did was, instead of having, like a Father's Day party for him, you know, he had a party for our little royalty. They had the bounce house, swimming, and entertainment. You know, I'm pretty sure some of his celebrity friends stopped through, but they named a few of them, but I don't know, fucking name. Anyway, he's still in a bitter child custody support case, you know, with his baby's mama, and her name is Nia Guzman. Okay, now she agreed to let Chris go ahead and, you know, hold on to the baby for a few more extra days to accommodate him.
Guzman?
Guzman?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, you ain't had one for that one?
I'm just saying. You said Guzman. Guzman.
Okay. All right. Anyway, moving on. So Warren Sapp is in trouble again. Once again, man. Apparently, back in April, he ran into this broad, man. They just call it domestic violence. Now, I don't think it's his wife or anything. They didn't say anything like that. But he was in Las Vegas, and apparently, he got a little rough with the lady. So, what the lady did was, after the incident was all over, you know, she went outside or to another place somewhere and called the police. And, you know, anyway. She told the police that Warren Sapp, I don't know what he did. They didn't really say what he did to him. But, you know.
You didn't ask your IDS sauces?
Yeah, pretty much.
I said you didn't ask him.
Warren is a Floridian, right?
Lamont,
is that?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, sure. I don't know though. I don't know where he be getting his hoes from.
I just want to know what's going on with that Florida sun. Why this man needs to be so rough with the women?
Lamont said, "They ain't out my stable, baby. I don't know." But anyway, the woman suffered minor injuries. And you know, Warren Sapp, he hadn't been charged with the.
But you know what though, for real, in all intents and purposes, what really probably happened? They was at the club, right?
Mm-hmm.
The DJ threw on Dougie Fresh the show.
Okay.
And Warren got to doing the prep and the WAP. You know, he's a big boy, so she probably just got, you know,
WAP.
Yeah, she smack. Probably just got, you know.
No.
Okay. I don't know. Mm-hmm. This boy, though, can't seem to stay out of trouble, man. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ, boy, I tell you. Okay, moving on. Our girl Taraji P. Henson, man, better known as Cookie, you know. She was hospitalized, I think it was Friday, because of exhaustion.
Was she at PG? Washington Hospital Center?
Nah.
I hope not.
You know, if she was in town, it would have probably been somewhere like Sibley or something.
Or GW.
Yeah.
It don't matter. All that shit's within distance. I will shut this fucking show down.
Oh, man.
And be by her side.
Tell me something. If you, like, passed out or something like that, would you be mad when you woke up and you were at, like, PG instead of...
Or
I guess it depends on where you pass out, huh? How does that work? Well, it depends on what kind of insurance.
Well, they take you to the closest, whatever's close. But if you're awake, I'd be like, no, go pass it. I'll take my chances.
Right, keep going.
Keep going.
Forward.
Two quick stories. I mean, on that same note, seriously. I had a customer that went to PG for some surgery. Why they take the wrong shit out of him?
Mm.
And he was in a coma for like a month.
Oh, my.
And, I mean, they fucked him up. Man, he showed me. He got scars here.
Oh, no.
Here. I mean, Slim.
What were they looking for?
Right.
I don't. Nigga, if they ain't find it, it ain't none of them.
They was just taking shit. They don't need that shit.
Right.
He can live without this.
He was fucked up.
I went there one time. They tried to do surgery on me. I was like, no, I'm good.
Right. You was and the fucked up part about it, you was just there to get some out the vending machine.
Oh!
She wants some Skittles.
You know what I'm saying? But no, seriously, this is the funniest fucking shit. And I wanted to say before the show, that's why I ain't tell neither one of y'all about today. I was at Union Station today, right? So there was a jogger. Well, I thought he was a jogger, but it was a white male. And somehow or another, he had passed out on the sidewalk.
It was hot as shit out there. Probably.
Oh, shit. That's a gift for jogging.
It was me. I don't know if he was jogging or not.
Heat stroke. Okay.
But the first thing that drew my attention to it was, it was a white man passed out on the ground, and there was about 3 African-American males sort of standing by.
Oh, God.
Now, they were deep. Because it's that little area right there by... Is that the post office right there? Post office?
On the corner?
Yeah.
North Cap? Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's a lot of homeless people right there. So, by the looks of these guys, they were homeless.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the one part that I didn't understand that nobody caught on to. When the paramedics got there and they were treating the dude and they were trying to get his vitals and everything, they were like... You know, they started like... You know, patting him down like for his ID. Why the dude behind was like, "Here you go."
No, he didn't.
Hey, you like, know what?
I was like, you're lying. You're lying.
Right. I know exactly where you was going to.
I was like,
I know.
Did the homeless dude just hand the paramedic his ID?
There wasn't no money in it. You can bet that shit.
I figured they had checked him. It was like, sirs, did he have on shoes before?
Right.
He passed
had a little
out or
little tan where his watch used to be.
Right.
Maybe this is the new homeless valet service.
Okay.
Yeah, you right. He might have had a Benz and everything.
Right. How about that?
Damn it.
Oh, God. Lamont, feel free to use any of this shit, as material. Where was that?
I am curious, going back to that, the first story, B, was how much did your friend get from the lawsuit?
He said he's working on it because he literally just came out. This surgery or debacle happened in January.
Hmm.
Okay.
And he just got back to work 2 weeks ago.
Damn.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and it's like he was a real sharp-witted dude.
Mm-hmm.
He is dull as shit now.
Oh, wow.
I mean, he looks like he's intoxicated 24 hours a day now.
Shit.
It's like he's like, and he was like a real quick,
right,
sharp dude.
Wow. So,
yeah, he's...
Sound like he's entitled to something.
Yeah.
Well, his skin is white, so...
Oh, yeah.
That entitlement came at birth. He's just...
Wait, whoa. How did he get the PG?
That's what I was like. I was like, what? I said, why the fuck did you go to PG?
Did he drive himself? Or
I don't know.
Maybe he was in so much pain. Maybe he was just like, I don't care. Yeah, he was like, I don't care. I have to go to the nearest hospital, like, right now.
Maybe them 3 homeless dudes, like, picked him up wherever he was and brought him over somewhere.
Hey, man, I got a cousin that can fix that for you.
Right. What time
you
is it?
You say you got indigestion?
Mm-hmm.
I got a scalpel for that.
Right.
Oh, Lord.
DreamWorks is going to come out with a cartoon about the 3 homeless dudes in DMV who go around just messing with people who passed out on the side of the road.
Right, we got to find out where he lives. Get his wallet.
Homeless intentions.
Right.
We need to bring up the number of white people treated at this hospital. Guys, you're on the case. It's like the new Penguins of Madagascar.
Right. Got one for you, boss.
Right.
He's not white, sir.
Oh, yeah.
He's Charlie Park.
Oh, no.
Anyway.
He's considered black.
Taraji just say, I'm cool, y'all. Don't worry. I'm a tough cookie. She said she gonna be all right, y'all. Just, she appreciate all the thoughts and prayers and letters and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, moving on. P. Diddy. This Bama went hard on his son's coach. Mm. Apparently, he was his workout coach or something like that. But P. Diddy was in the stands and everything. And he noticed that my man was cussing, cussing at his son. I think he was like his workout trainer or whatever. And, he was going at, just the real hard and everything. So, apparently, after the practice or workout or whatever it was, P. Diddy stepped to the coach
You know, and I mean, he went hard. They say he grabbed him and everything, and the university police, I guess they got the little police on campus or whatever. But they locked Big P. Diddy up. And that, to the day, well, right now, as far as I know, you know, as far as idea sauces, he's still in custody in the campus jail. You know, so damn, maybe.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
What the hell y'all know?
P. Diddy got past the New York State District Attorney, but he's locked up on campus somewhere.
How about it? How about it?
Just screaming in his face. You're more disappointed than Craig Mack's second album.
Oh, shit.
He's locked up like, what am I supposed to do now? Huh?
Right, right.
It's all fucked up now. Fucked up, man.
Oh, God.
Every time a judge asks him a question, he say, uh-huh, yeah.
Right. I told you I won't stop.
Okay.
Let it go.
Mm-hmm.
All okay. Right. Yeah. Uh-oh. Oh, okay. Like, yeah,
I wouldn't be doing this if it was the 90s.
Well, doggies. Well, that concludes my diagnosis. We got a whole lot more coming up, y'all.
That's the end of the show.
That's
the end of
the show. Yep.
Alright. You didn't hear the beginning.
It was fun.
This was going to be an abridged version.
All right.
Cliff Notes versions of IDS.
It was fun.
Thank you for coming out. Hey, we had fun, y'all. And
and if you're white, don't pass out in D.C.
Baby, pass me the unemployment section.
Yeah, Ma. Pass me the funnies, too.
Aren't you both forgetting a word?
Now?
Nah, Dad. I think she meant please.
Please what?
Never mind.
Junior, get the door. Now! See, honey, I'm learning.
Well, well, well. If it isn't Mr. Rhino Rump.
Cookman. How may we help you, Cookman?
Isn't it just a wonderful day? The birds are chirping, the sun is shining, even Jed DeWino made his way out of the gutter.
Yeah, but we all still live in the hood. So what's so special about the day?
Yeah, what's so special?
Shut up, Junior! Well, let me tell you. You remember the lease you signed years ago stating that you would keep this place as long as 5 people occupied it?
Yeah, and?
Well, with Thelma off the school and that questionable boy of yours prancing all around Europe, you guys are down to 3.
What do you mean by questionable?
Oh, come on. Y'all know he's
one more word out of you, I'll beat you to a little bit of piss come out you.
Cookman, now look, they're coming back.
Maybe you can move to a smaller unit.
Yeah, maybe you won't be so bad.
What do you mean, Junior?
With a smaller place, elephant ass can't come in to bother us.
You might want to spend less time on jokes and more time on apartment hunting. Enjoy your packing.
God damn it, if it ain't one thing, it's another.
Well, we're just gonna have to get Selma to come back home from fashion school.
Just unfolding the tinfoil, watching the crackheads stroll, thinking how it all gonna spark this time.
Good times, good times. Get out of bed with your broke ass. We won't get paid by the cell.
Nigga, you ain't laid on.
Good times. Your man don't get it fucked up.
Good times. Instagram ain't job searching.
Good times.
So we have some feedback from last week. Actually, you know what? We had feedback on FB too. I totally forgot about that. But I'm going to read the feedback that was written.
Okay.
And then, you know, you guys will discuss, and then I'll go to FB and see what's up.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Well, you read that, and I had some sort of shout-out feedbacks that kind of came along the way.
So cool. Then we will ask our guests to chime in on this one too. All right. So it was the question, how much is too much to spend on a first date? So Kmart writes, first off, it depends on a couple of things. My finances are heading into the date and how much I'm feeling her. If finances are straight, then the possibilities are open. For example, when my lady and I started dating, we talked about going out.
She told me she wanted,
I probably should edit your story first. She told me she wanted to go to the movies, even though it's cliche. Then we ended up going to a sushi restaurant for dinner. So I ended up spending about $70, including our drinks. But I don't mind because my money was solid. Plus, she was on the radar. I added that part. Okay. Had to do enough to have her start the next convo with her girls with girl, which did happen. But for the most part, I do enough to have them coming back for more. I know that's right, Kmart. Pops taught me from the jump, first impressions are everything. Because if that first impression is shitty, don't expect to get a run at that back or that rump. Hashtag, it's levels to this dating shit. Hashtag, no, this ain't BTG. Hashtag, chicken is the special. Hashtag, I may not have a sock game, but I do have a nice kick game. Hashtag, Dallas sucks. Hashtags, get ready. Hashtag, Dez dropped it. Hashtag, hey, B, play my anthem. Hashtag, Kmart, aka, pick it up.
That's the only one that really matters.
I know, right?
All right.
Pick it up.
Right.
So, okay, that was pretty damn funny.
Mm-hmm.
So, while he's getting himself together, I'm going to go to FB real quick.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
There you go.
Hey. Yeah. Hey.
Hold on, before we even get into this. Hold on.
Hold up.
Lamont.
Yes.
What is your feelings on the Dallas Cowboys?
I'm not a sports guy, sorry.
Not a sports guy. That's even better. Because that means your hatred for Dallas is just as strong as ours.
Okay.
All right.
Whatever the team's with, I'm with.
All right, good. So this is our song to the Dallas Cowboys and all the Dallas Cowboys dick riders.
Yeah.
Read them crickets.
Right.
Now you have.
Ask K. Martin, you shall receive. Okay, so on Facebook, BTG says, never too much on the first date, but always shows off every skill on date night. Then he tagged his wife in it, which I think is hilarious. He said, wait, we didn't wait till date night, huh? Hashtag pimpish. Of course, she responded, but you got to go look at,
you know what?
See what she said.
We're about to put BTG on restriction until we confirm that there is actually a real wifey.
Well,
I think he's just controlling two Facebook pages.
Wow. No, he tagged her. And actually, they are.
He tagged, he tagged his other page.
And there was a picture in there that he posted that she is Prego. Mm-hmm. So they're expecting soon.
They're expecting?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Congrats.
Okay. Like I said, when she comes on and confirms everything.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You're the queen.
All right.
Okay. Miss Switzy.
Gotcha.
Okay. Right. So Stone El Terrible says, over $20 if she reacts negatively to eating off the dollar menu. She is not the woman for me. Hashtag fuck it, that you. And then Miss Ebony says, hashtag no limit. Mm. So
what does that
you
mean?
You know what? Man, shouts Miss Ebony. No, sister. Eb Mac has been riding with us.
Yeah.
Doc, since it was 1, 2, 3.
What, no, that's shit. What's up.
Since it was me, you, and Lee, that's when Miss Ebony's been riding with us.
Okay.
All right.
So I got to give mad love to her. Appreciate you.
So I'm sorry. I should have called her Emac.
Emac. You call? Yeah, Emac. Emac's
okay.
Good.
Okay. All right, Emac. Okay.
Cool.
All right. So, Mr. Lamont, so this was last week's question.
Okay.
How much is too much to spend on a first date?
If you're going for the credit card. Like, if you get out of pocket, like, the situation gets so untenable that you just gotta go for the credit. You're like, I can't use my debit card on this. I gotta get a credit card. That's a mistake. that's my opinion, you know. I mean, there was this one time I went to this Cuban, like, Orlando iDrive, where they have, like, a bunch of these restaurants, whatever. We went to this Cuban place. And we were thinking, okay, let's look at this menu. And I looked at the menu. And I instantly said, okay, this is a problem. I don't have enough money. Fortunately, and actually this is the same woman I was hanging out with this weekend. She was, you know, we were cool. And I was like, we just going to be able to get drinks and this appetizer because this is just too much. But if it was like, if I was on a date, I guess I'd have just been like, I would not have sucked it up. I'm cheap, okay? I would not, I can't be like, I don't care. Hey, $50 entree. Let's do this. You know, hey, for like a first date? Nah. So, let's keep it forward. And especially now, because the beach is a very nice way to spend time and hang out. It's like, I got a cooler. I get some drinks. You know what I'm saying? Eat shit.
Let me ask you a question on that, Lamont.
Also, Matt Single. Go ahead.
Does the beach work for Floridians, or does it work better for out-of-town folks? I'm thinking, if you're from Florida, the beach ain't going to work that good.
Well, actually, I've never even tried to pull a first date in the beach, so that's just not the case. But, no, it might, you know, depending on how you meet somebody. You might say, hey, let's just hang out. It's, as opposed to a date, it's like, you know, because a lot of things now, it's not really a date. It's a hangout, right?
Right.
So it's like, hey, we're going to hang out. Let's go. I'm going to the beach. You want to come to the beach?
Right.
You know, yeah, that works. But right. In the end, I'm 41 and single, so there's that.
Yeah, a first date is really an interview with drinks.
Yeah,
a lot of people.
But
just
also
do
too,
coffee.
But also, you guys aren't. You guys are all involved. Tinder's a thing, and you ain't taking somebody for food.
Hold on,
off
you
of
said
Tinder.
Hold on, what? We all what?
Oh, are you? You're not? Okay.
No. Oh, one of us. Yeah.
Okay, but with Tinder, you know how you're meeting people. It depends also the quality of the meat.
That
like if you meet somebody off
there.
Online, then you're going cheap. But if you meet right. somebody like in person, like for real, then that's a whole different situation.
Right. I agree with that.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Online, I think it would be safe to do like a coffee date.
Yeah.
You know, in the daytime. So, you know, one, you're not spending a lot of money. Two, there are people around, so that person won't try to kill you.
Mm.
You know.
Right.
And you can talk, have a good time, and I mean, get in, get out.
Depends on how skillful that person is. I mean, when you get up to go to the bathroom, you can put something in your coffee, and then just say, she's not feeling well. I'm just going to get it to the car.
Mm-mm. Oh, no. Women these days are not doing that shit.
Dr. Cosby, what?
Right.
What's going on?
I know. I'm like, right. I'm mm-mm. Sir?
I'm just saying it's possible.
I don't know what you're saying.
Okay. I'm saying. I mean, I've had people say, can you hold my coffee while I go to the show? Sure can.
Mm. Right. Oh, boy.
Bloop, bloop.
Okay. First of all, you're not doing that. Okay?
You know what I'm saying?
Anyway.
Oh, that's funny.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. You better stop having people think you that man.
I'm not that dude.
Let me on the news.
I intoxicate him with my smile. Mm. Watch this. Look at your bottom lips.
I'm like,
I was looking at her.
Did it get you, Mark?
It works.
You said Mark's bra came loose.
Fuck you.
What'd you say?
Man.
I asked him if it worked.
Man.
Okay.
Well, look, let's jump into today's
question.
This is kind of nice. I kind of like this one.
We'll see.
Damn it.
Let it ride.
Okay, so are we all like pretty familiar with people that are diabetics that, you know, have to, you know, test their blood, you know, prick the finger, put the little dab of blood on the thing and test their levels and stuff
sure.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
So with that in mind, if scientists invented a machine similar to a diabetic tester that you can quickly test someone upon meeting them to see if they have communicable diseases, AIDS, you can check STDs, you can check DNA to make sure that they were born a man, they were born a woman.
Damn.
Stuff like that.
Wow.
Upon meeting someone on a first date, would you surrender that test?
First date? No.
Why not? I got no problems. Shit.
Yeah. No, a first date, because first of all, what kind of information do I have to get up, like give out to give this test?
You stick your finger out, they pick the blood,
uh-huh.
they test it, and if you want to strip back after they test it, there it is. I don't want your blood. I just want the information to see if you're really the person that you say you are.
Well, I don't know. I guess for me, I'm like, for a first date, I think that would be a bit much, because it's like men don't even want women to ask them like certain questions on a first date. So I'm like, why am I pricking my finger and shit for you on a first date? No, I don't want that.
Well, you're also wanting something else, because it's going to be two pricks involved.
See? That's why I said, excuse me, a first date? I don't know. Mm.
Then to take it back to that Tinder. I mean, that would change the whole Tinder thing, like, oh, instantly.
Yeah.
Shit.
Absolutely.
Yeah, whoever comes up with that or does something like that would make, like, a bazillion
billions.
Dollars.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously. But, again, but I answered, so.
So.
No. That's no. a good idea, though. Not on a first date, no.
No, I had to agree with the queen. Not on the first date. And, you know, to be honest with you, I don't know how long it would take for me to agree to that. I don't know, 6 months, a year. I mean, why do you need to know all that, first of all?
You're
doing it too?
If I remember you correctly, you're saying if they're not giving up the cakes, then you're not dating them. So you wouldn't want to know the answer?
Well, shit, I didn't know.
You said 6 months. You said if it's not popping off within, like, the first week.
It was the first
maybe
two
weeks.
Yeah, it was
see,
the first
I said
two weeks.
First week
so
or first
So you don't want to know if that hook is burning before you slide up in it?
I mean, well, if the test was there, yeah.
But you just said you're not down for the test.
Yeah, come on, man.
That's what you said.
Yeah, but when the question was asked at first, the test wasn't involved. God damn it. Now.
Did you black out? It was.
You're talking about the last time we talked about exactly. Okay. But right now, you just said you wasn't down for the test for like at least the first 6 months. But on that last conversation, you said if you ain't getting no pussy in the first 2 weeks, shit ain't going down at all.
Well, I'm
going
to need to test anyway then, huh?
How about that? Okay, so you just Russian roulette in the penis.
I've been doing it. I mean, you know, back in the day, shit.
I'm so glad you married.
Right, I know that's right.
There you go. I ain't got to worry about it.
I know that's right.
Let's take that penis off the market.
Okay. Oh, boy. Okay.
Me personally, I don't have a problem. I have nothing to hide. I'm good. Prick my finger, bitch. I got 10 of them. Make sure you got them. Yeah, I'll piss on that strip, too, if you want me to.
Pull some hair, whatever you want.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm good for them. I'm good.
Let it ride.
And you gotta figure for the ladies, it's gonna only help because there's certain things that you ain't doing without that test. I mean, with the test, everything comes back 100%. That kind of opens up the door.
Yeah.
You know, there's some question. Hey, I ain't trying to come out of this with a fucking busted open grapefruit on my face. You know what I'm saying? I want. Okay. I've said too much.
Let it ride. Boo, this is IDS. You did.
Right.
But that's real talk, though. You figure, for a lot of people, if you go ahead and prick that finger and you give them that level of comfort that you good, oh, you just up your chances for some first day pussy tenfold.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess I just am not. No. Not the
so
first
I was date. The only one that you had sex with on first day? Okay, those are jokes, people. Wow. Stop with the emails. Stop typing. You. Stop you right there. Stop typing. That was a joke.
Right. You know who he talking about.
I know exactly what I'm talking
anyway,
about.
Anyway. yeah. I don't know. Just not on the first date because we just had a conversation about having like coffee dates. So if we're talking coffee dates and meeting people on Tinder, does that not count as a first date? Like, so if we're going to meet at Starbucks for coffee, I'm pricking your finger? Yeah. I don't even know who the fuck you are yet.
Well, I would hope if you meet me at Tinder, or I mean, if you met me somewhere, I have a profile of sorts.
We've talked Tinder.
Okay, well, whatever. I don't know, whatever.
POF.
We've met. Two people meet, period.
We talked.
We've agreed to meet at Starbucks.
Next spot, yep.
We get to Starbucks. Are you Brian? Hey, are you doing? Hey, yeah. Hey, how you doing? And then we sit and we talk and we're laughing, and then it gets to that point where we're like, okay, damn, she's pretty motherfucking cool. And she's like, damn, he's pretty motherfucking cool. All right. Out of the purse comes the little iPhone looking device and be like, could you just put your finger right here for me?
Shit, you might as well test the credit score and all that shit. You might as well get the whole full background. You know, you're going that far, fuck it.
That's the third date.
right.
That's right after you say I'm pregnant.
Right. I'm saying.
But, you know, my man on commercial, like, we're never having kids. I'm pregnant.
Right.
We're never moving to the suburbs.
Right.
We're never getting one of those.
Right. I mean, but seriously, like, I don't know. I guess just for me, it wouldn't be the first date. I just couldn't do it. Like, I don't know. I think that's just, you know, like, I can imagine being at Starbucks or being at dinner and the guy is like, you know, even if we are having a really, really great time, he like whips out the kit and he's like, hey, so I'd be like, whoa, hold, sir.
So you're equating the kit with the dick. Like, you know, if somebody pulls out a dick at dinner, it's a little inappropriate. So you're saying pulling out the test at dinner is also inappropriate in equal parts.
Pretty much.
But see, we're not pulling our dick out at dinner. We're pulling out the intent of dick.
Right.
So the test is like the intent.
Right, I'm just saying you're being pretty presumptuous that you're like test equals dick. I'm like, because why would you pull out the test if you didn't think there was going to be some kind of shit, you know?
Okay,
like fucking or something coming in.
I hear you. Let's say the date's going somewhat mediocre, right? And you're realizing, okay, we're just gonna go ahead and part ways. You're not feeling it, I'm not feeling it, and then you get to the point where you say, okay, listen, we can do one of two things. You can either, you know, go our separate ways now and never see each other again, or we could, you know, fuck real quick, then go our separate ways and never see each other again. This test would be ideal for this fucking situation. Now, let's say the fucking works out. Now, that means that
credit score.
Because you have the test, you know shit's all good, you know you ain't ever going to see her again, you're going to do some things that you really probably wouldn't do with someone you actually gave a half of a damn about. So you're going to be going all in. Mm-hmm. That might lead to some more fucking and more fucking and more filthy fuck. There's no telling where... You're looking at the negative... The negative of this situation. This is very positive. This is a God-given gift right here.
Right.
Right. So every time it's like, so would that be every time we hook up, I got to fucking test you because I don't know what you've been doing in between the hookup time.
Ah.
How much blood we talking? All you want to do is a little
just
prick.
A prick.
Shit, I got a lot of blood.
Yeah, right. Baby, like a diabetes prick.
You hook that shit up to the shit. My shaft is strong. You can just poof right up to the shaft, baby. Come on.
No. I will walk around with a pre-inserted IV tube. I just get some blood for you. Some blood for you.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
And to that hot bitch over at that table.
Right. Oh god.
And then make an app for it where you like automatically get it done. You can like whoever is within like you know a few feet of you. You can send your results out to them. And be like, hey.
Exactly. Right. Right.
So you're saying this is Tinder on steroids?
Oh. Let's get it.
Oh, she's like, just in case this shit don't work out, right, girl, exactly, you see my exactly, results. Right, I see right. You over there in that corner I'm looking right, at me.
You know, my results is good for 30 days.
There you go. Right, right, right. We the last two left at the bar. Shit, we might as well go ahead and do this.
Like, yeah, no. Damn.
We're wasted,
damn. That is ridiculous.
No.
Okay, you know what?
Karaoke machine.
Mm-hmm, right, right.
Here. Oh,
no one's here.
Listen, oh, Deepsters, don't fucking play with me. We need to hear from you on this one because
yeah, no this doubt.
Clearly really this is a divided topic and we need to know where you stand.
Not even just ladies. I mean,
ladies,
like,
exactly.
I wish my Drewski was here because I'm like, I need some help from like another woman.
No, you don't. You know no woman would be in for it because they basically be admitting they're down to fuck as long as the circle. You know,
sir,
hey, women gotta be, you know, they wouldn't even say they were with it if they were with it.
It is nope. You know what if you're grown, DTF, it is nothing wrong with DTF. Okay? Everybody has had that moment because we call them one night stands. The new term is DTF, okay? So everybody's had it, but it's just like, just because, again, if it's the first date, does not automatically mean I want that finger prick. I'm just saying. Unless it was Tinder.
Okay. So you being someone that's in the no category, where do you think your comfortable time frame would be to get the finger pricked?
I mean, can we at least like hang out maybe, you know, two, maybe three times? God damn. Oh, I was like, he's like Houdini. He disappeared behind the curtain. Can we at least, you know, like maybe two, maybe three times finger prick? I mean, because it's like, first of all, like you said, if it was the situation where it's like we don't have to see each other again, and if you're that person,
okay.
Sure.
So let me ask you a question.
Okay, I thought.
So you're on. Okay, I got you. I'm just gonna ask a quick question.
Okay.
Okay, so you're on this first date, right?
All
right. Clearly, your heart is skipping a beat because you're like, oh, this motherfucker is it? Wow. Okay, mm-hmm. So you manage to hold your composure.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you're not gonna get home and just be like, "Damn, if I just knew, shit, if I just knew for sure
that he was clean."
So are we just assuming like condoms just don't exist?
It's not about whether we're gonna use a condom
even
or
about
not
using a condom. Damn.
Right. See. Right.
Shit.
See. That's what
get
I'm saying.
Now.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
It's not about whether you're not going to use a condom or not,
mm-hmm.
But it is about okay. Because the bottom line is on even all of the awkwardness of a
question,
first fuck.
If I did get home and I was like, God damn it, why? Why does it not mean that we could go out again in the second or third date or the second or third time I see him?
And I'm not saying that
we
you
can
make
that happen.
I'm not
well,
saying that
I'm
you can't.
I'm answering the question.
But what I'm and I'm countering. What I'm saying is, I'm not saying that you can't have a second or third date.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying is, why couldn't you afford yourself that level of comfort of knowing?
because I'm a woman, and sometimes you have to be careful, and you can't just automatically jump in some shit just because you're like caught up in the moment. So sometimes you have to be careful with yourself, with your body, with your person. You can't just automatically run off with somebody and go do X, okay. Y, and Z.
Somehow or another, I think this conversation automatically assumed if you pricked a finger, you're fucking that evening. I'm just saying, just to get yourself sense of security to know that.
But what's the point of doing it that same day then? If you're not planning on fucking that evening, what's the point of doing it? Why can't you just have a straight conversation? Hold up before you start.
Just a sense of security.
But why do I need the sense of security? Why can't we just have a conversation and go out and have coffee or dinner or whatever? Why do we need to finger prick if we're not fucking that day?
Okay.
If we're just hanging out.
Let me tell you why.
If we're just hanging out and enjoying each other's company, mm-hmm. why can't we just maybe day two or three or, mm-hmm. I mean, not day, but date two or three or four? Right. Why can't we just finger prick along?
Y'all are in two different scenarios.
Let me finish. We're in the same scenario.
We always do this.
We're going to take Queen's path right here. We're going to go on date 2, 3, 4. Matter of fact, you know what? We're 9 months vested in this relationship right now.
Oh God!
And we're fucking head over heels in love with each other.
9 months.
And now let me prick that finger now, and now you find out I was born a woman and I have chlamydia. You just wasted 9 months of your fucking life.
It wouldn't be 9 months, sir.
I'm just saying. I'm exaggerating, but it's time wasted when you could have found out.
To me, that seems
off the break.
But this, to me, then that seems like it would work more for a guy. You know what I mean?
It could work for either.
No, I'm just saying it would work more for a guy because I know like a lot of stuff.
If I had the machine, I would feel more comfortable about Jocelyn Hernandez right now. Right now, I don't know, so I'm not. I wouldn't fuck the bitch. Prick the fingers. I know that you were born a woman.
A real person.
Huh?
Jocelyn Hernandez is a real person, or is that just a made up name you came up with?
It's a real person.
On Love. Okay. What is she on Love?
She's on Love and Hip Hop, and she looks sort of mannish, but she has a body of a goddess that is paid for.
Okay.
But my thing is, my first visions of her was sort of mannish. So if I can prove that you are a woman this machine,
but maybe this is more,
and I can prove that after fucking Stevie J, you don't have syphilis, chlamydia, gonorrhea, AIDS, HIV, I might would want to fuck you at this point.
But Stevie J looks like a carrier of a few different things.
Exactly.
But again, but that doesn't mean necessarily you would be fucking Jocelyn on the first, second, third date.
It doesn't. I know it doesn't.
That's
why
I said maybe this is more.
But I also won't waste my time wondering
for a man then.
Why?
Because if I am a woman and I'm out with somebody that I think is of a different gender, but they're like it looks like to me that they're of a different gender, I'm gonna ask you.
Okay, and I can lie to you.
I'm gonna ask you.
Just because you ask doesn't mean the truth falls out my mouth.
I feel like...
Clearly, if I'm of a different gender, I've practiced these lines before, and I'm going to give you what you need to hear.
Okay, well, I feel like it went like a little bit different, but again, I think then maybe more this is something for a guy to feel comfortable.
I don't see why it's for a guy. No. Men and women date. We both date, and we both don't know who we're dating when we first meet.
Guys have given women the herpes.
Absolutely. I mean, and women.
You say guys have given women the herpes.
And women have given men that shit too. Oh, it goes both ways.
It does go both ways.
So why can't either party just be
on a first date? Not doing it.
Stop it. Never? So when you say you're not doing it, you're not going to prick your finger, or you're not even going to ask for someone to prick their finger?
On a first date, no. Because first of all, I don't even know if I want to see you again. I'm not doing it. On a first date, I'm not doing it.
If you go into a first date and your first impression is I don't want to see this person, then yeah, who the fuck? You get the fuck up and you leave. But if you...
What date you're on, even if you get to the point you decide that you are going to fuck, you want this test.
Yes. Like,
whether it's the first date or the third date, 9 months, 9 weeks, 9 days, 9 hours. This is pertinent information.
You just said it, though. If you get to the point where you know, but normally like on a first date... It's like you're trying to get to know somebody. You know what I'm saying? And if you actually do decide, that's on you. And then prick a fucking finger. If it's that simple for you. If you think, you know what? I might do it to this person today. Okay, well, break out your iPhone. I'm going to break out my iPhone. Let's do it. And if that works for you, cool. I'm just saying, for me, I don't want to do that on a first date.
But if you're the person that I'm with, and you just said, break out your iPhone, do it, you do it, and we do it, and we cool. If you're that person, you just fucked up the scenario.
No. I said, if you want to do that on a first date.
If I'm on a date with you.
I'm not doing that on a first date.
So you just broke up, you just fucked the scenario.
I don't give a fuck. I'm not doing that on a first date.
All right. Deepses, help us, Deepses.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I don't care. I'm not doing that on a first date. I'm not pricking my finger because I don't know what the fuck is in that thing. I'm not doing it.
Calling all Deepses. Calling. What do you mean you don't know what's in it?
I'm not doing it, son.
So I guess the question becomes, what are you hiding?
Ding, ding, ding. It's not a, what am I hiding? It's like, maybe I just don't want to fucking do it to you.
Oh, that's,
you know what I'm saying?
Cool, let me know that so I can get up, because the bitch at the bar is kind of doing it for me right now.
Nick, get up and move.
All right. That's what I'm saying. That's the whole thing. It's all about not wasting each other's time.
But it goes back to coffee dates. That's why you have coffee dates with people.
The chick that put an extra shot of espresso in my shit and didn't charge me had a motherfucking nice ass, and I want to talk to her anyway. Do you want to take this test or not? Because if not, that bitch goes on lunch
first
in 15
of all,
minutes.
What you just said, no, nigga, I don't even be bothered with you. Move on. Get the espresso barista, bitch.
Motherfucker, my name is LS Rules. You want me.
Move on.
From Miami, by the way. Baby.
Right, move on. I'm like, if you already looking at a barista's bitch's ass, move on. Move on.
I'm saying, I mean, if you didn't keep my attention because you over here hemming and hawing,
but see,
I'm
again,
looking at barista's
what would,
asses.
What would be the purpose of me poking a finger if a barista, you already, okay.
Deepsters.
Lamont. God damn
Lamont,
it.
You see
calling all Deepsters. Yeah, yeah. Calling
Lamont,
all
Lamont, we do this all the time. That's why we have a new show called
Not
Disagree
time,
to Agree.
Hey, man. Live your lives. Do what you gotta do. Yeah. But, I don't know, man. This is a revolutionary technology that needs to be in the real world.
How
it
about?
Needs to be applied immediately.
I know.
And that idea, Brian, needs to be patented.
Thank you.
I just want my cut.
The design given by the InDeep shows, strictly that of the InDeep show.
That creative
and
genius.
LS Rules will only get 3% because he inputted.
You know what? 3%, I will still be living very fucking comfortable.
How about that?
He'd be freaking bitches up and down the road.
Right.
So calling all Deepsters, calling all rulers, if they want to chime in on this topic, Queen, how can they do that?
You can send your feedback. Cool, slutty, dirty, whatever way you want, to indeepshow@yahoo.com.
Yahoo.com, people, do that shit. You can also leave a voicemail at 202-750-1437.
You got it.
IDS. Call those numbers, leave a message. Let us know what the fuck it is you thinking. Give us a quick minute. We're going to come back with the segment that you've all grown to love so, so much. I'm your man, Big B, for LS Rules. Doc Queen. It's IDS. We'll be right back.
Give me your goddamn finger.
Fuck yeah. That. Stick in your ass.
I am black. I'm Lamont, and I love being black. I lived in Connecticut all my life. Then I decided I want to move to Miami, as you've been hearing on the show. Up north, the Latin black intermixing, it's mostly Puerto Rican and black. And all my life, it's been smooth sailing. Puerto Ricans and blacks get along famously. It's beautiful. So when I decided to move to Miami, I knew it was going to be predominantly Latin down here. But the Latin culture, and I was like, you know, okay, hey, Puerto Ricans, it's beautiful, it's going to be great. What I didn't realize is the differences between Cubans and Puerto Ricans. And as the older Cuban gentleman told me at work when he pulled me into his office and he said, "You know, older Cuban people don't like black people." I said, "Whoa, I appreciate the information. That's good information to know." So now let's take it to regular everyday life. Let's take it to being at the supermarket, at the Publix. Usually an older Cuban grandmother, an abuela, as they're called, she'll be having a conversation in Spanish with the cashier, okay? And they'll be talking in Spanish, da-da-da-da-da, like ain't nobody behind them. Okay, it's cultural. Let that breathe. Go ahead. Okay, it's fine. But then it's when that old grandmother, with her hateful ass, turns around and then sees me, and her eyes go wide, and then she turns back to the cashier and says some foul shit like, "No necesito chocolate." Like, I don't speak fluent Spanish, but I know what you're saying, you old bitch. And listen, the grandmothers that I've known in life have been filled with love and recipes, not hatred of my blackness, okay? Like, I've been to a Cuban friend's house, and a Cuban friend will say, "Hey, man, it's cool, make yourself at home, just steer clear of my grandmother." And I say, "Hey, man, why I gotta steer clear of your grandmother?" He says, "Well, you know," and I'm like, "No, man, tell me, why I gotta steer clear of your grandmother?" And they'll say, "Let's put it like this. The only thing my grandmother likes black are her beans." That's what it's like being black in Miami. It's disgusting. Being black!
Being black in Miami.
It's real.
Ooh, Lord.
See, y'all trying to move down there, but you don't know what's really up, what's really real. You know, my friend was planning a trip to Cuba, and I'm like, "Ooh, now you make me feel like, I don't know."
She's black, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. When you gotta sit, when you go in the restaurant, and sometimes, you know, they'll be walking by. Like, I literally went to a lunch. This is not even. I went to a lunch counter last Thursday. It was a Latin place. It's Enrique, whatever. It's a sandwich shop, and I wanted like a pan con lechon, like a roasted pork sandwich. You know. And so I go there. Woman, I'm sitting at the lunch counter. Woman having a conversation with another person at work there. They're talking. Another. Nothing. No one's saying anything. It's like, okay. Another person, cute Latin person, comes, sits down. This dude had bread, water, and his food before my food came. Wow. And that's just that's par for the course.
Right. So that's, right.
So that's life.
We'll pray for you, Lamont.
Thank you, sir. But right. You know, I know where to go. I know where to and not to go. And life is just fine outside.
Gotcha.
Wow.
Well, mental note.
But that's mental. Not really only Latino older people. That shit that reaches countrywide, nationwide.
Shit. Yeah, but I'm used to like up north, like, you know, Puerto Rican grandmothers. They'd be like, they just want to make you food and be like, "Hey, baby," like it's all love, man. Right, and then right. Just come down here, like, and then you explore it a little further, and you know that like skin tone is a real thing in Cuba amongst Cubans.
Oh yeah.
So then right. They get here. And I guess there's a history of when the Cubans came over here, black people weren't all that great to them, what have you. But still, the point of the matter is, it ain't love.
Oh, yeah.
The further south you go, that's what is happening.
Absolutely.
A lot of, you know, cultures like that. Seriously, like, almost every single culture, light skin, dark skin, it's real.
We gotta get out of here.
Okay.
I hear what that music is. Ah, Mr. Ellis Rules.
Sir.
Pay attention and follow along. Doc, we're going to start with you. One finger, two finger.
Two fingers for all the fathers out there. Happy Father's Day. Hope you had a good one. Well, for all you had, your fathers who had got a chance to relax and shit, because I ain't relax shit. One finger to the old Cuban people down there fucking with my man Lamont, man. Don't let them get you down, bruh.
Just look, try to win them over with love and everything, even though they, you know, some old bitches. Fuck them. Okay. Kill them with kindness, baby.
Said, okay.
Amen.
Y'all not going to just keep on speaking about these people like that.
Nigga, you just want to play some music.
What are you talking about? I'm just saying. Y'all not just
I saw that finger.
Y'all just want
Queen, two finger, one finger.
Let's see. Two fingers goes out to my crew. Happy birthday, W. It's one finger. I'm surprised Mark didn't say it. One finger goes out to the heat because I really felt like I had heat stroke today. Didn't think I was going to make it home.
Did you have your wallet and everything? You had everything?
Well, yeah.
When the homeless people around you?
Mm-mm.
Okay. You all right.
No, I was in my car. Thank God.
Cool. All right.
I was not walking. But doing it was Snuffy still. Tuffy. It was, yeah, me and Tuffy.
All right.
But I was like, oh gosh, I don't know if I'm going to make it because it's so goddamn hot out here. So.
Mm. LS rules. Two fingers, one finger.
Two fingers to all the fathers, including my brother and my dad.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And two fingers also to the deal I got on my car because I'm still celebrating that. Two fingers to the beach. Oh. Two fingers to every woman that's going to get her finger pricked on the first date. One finger to everybody making excuses for this shooter in South Carolina. That includes Fox News and everybody who's making an issue of Obama using the word nigger on the WTF podcast as opposed to talking about their evil constituent who's on their side. One finger to these people like Ted Cruz and the other one that had to give the donation back to the organizations that the shooter called out in his manifesto. And the fact that these people are in the same circles as these hate groups and are still allowed to run and exist. One finger to everyone that supports those people.
Mm. Well, all right.
Say it again.
Amen.
Two fingers to Lamont's incredible two finger, one finger. One finger to myself for letting him go before me. Because I had some old right. simpleton you, ass shit right. to talk
right.
about.
Now you got to think of something.
You know what I'm saying? I got to think of something profound.
Right, with some depth.
One finger to the Mayflower for choosing its path to land on Plymouth Rock because Plymouth Rock didn't land on.
Okay. Yeah, that, yeah, okay.
You just can't, so. Yeah.
Walk what did I have for real today? Two fingers to my mechanic.
Two?
For actually finally coming through for me.
Okay.
One finger to my mechanic for saying he was going to come through for me 9 o'clock Saturday morning, but it was really 2 o'clock Monday morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love you, dog.
Jesus he's never like comes that. When you call him, but he's always on time.
Right. One finger for me having to return the most comfortable pair of shoes I've bought in the last 20 years.
Why?
But the two fingers for me for reaping a benefit. Woo woo.
Because of the rainbow pattern on the top of it.
Hashtag, can we all get along?
Hey, Lamont. Lamont, I need your advice on this.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
So Nike is running a promotion.
Okay.
It's called Be True. And it's in support of the, you know, the gay and lesbian community, what have you, right. whatever. So they put out these dope t-shirts. And every state and DC has their shirt with this sort of pattern on it.
Like rainbow kind of colors.
Well, the colors are almost sort of a little bit sort of not in your face. It's kind of, it's back there, but it's
but,
not.
But you
so
can
much.
Tell, but not really.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But there's another pattern on top of it, almost sort of like a kente clothish sort of pattern
it's
on top
kente.
Of it.
Kente. Okay.
Well. You know, like, you know, the mm-hmm. Anyway.
Yeah.
So it's pretty dope. And I was like, you know what? Hey, I have friends that are gay and everything, and that's cool. Do your thing. I support, you know, whatever. 100% of the proceeds went to their organizations and so forth. Okay. Like, all right, cool. Do your thing. So the t-shirt was dope. I bought it. And they had two different pairs of shoes that went with it. The one that I there was one I liked, but yeah, it was a little bit too much in your face, so I didn't go with that one. I went with the other one. Most comfortable pair of shoes I ever put on my feet.
Of course.
But the part of the shoe that like goes like around your ankle, behind your Achilles, and around the other side of your ankle,
yep,
was the rainbow pattern. And I got really cute like a motherfucker.
Damn.
Oh, you wore the shoes?
No, I didn't order them. I bought them.
I said you wore the shoes.
No, I didn't wear them. I just took a picture of the shoe with the shirt. Mm. You know, kind of dope. It's not. Yeah, I had to take them back.
You're a homophobe.
I'm not a homophobe.
No, shit, the motherfuckers can wear them pink ass Kevin Durant tennis shoes and all that bullshit.
Yeah, if Cameron can rock that pink fur, pink Lambo, and all that.
How about it? How about
see,
it?
See, pink is supporting the supporting the breasts.
Yeah, fuck.
No,
that.
Not necessarily.
Cameron wasn't supporting no damn breasts.
You see, I rock some pink shit though. I mean, you know.
I'm saying, okay. A man in pink is cute.
I'm looking at these shoes. Are these the all blacks with the white bottoms?
Not those. Those are the other ones. They have another one that's gray. That's a darker gray with the.
He was like, "Let me research this before I give you
my
answer."
Yeah, man,
let's
see it. Because I mean, if it's like a rainbow dick on the back, then I can see. No. If it's just like a multicolor situation, you know, Joseph had his Technicolor dream coat. Okay,
all right, all right.
Big B in his Technicolor dream shoes. That's
cool. See, that's what's up,
Lamont. I got a feeling next time you do stand up, man, you gonna do all right, man. You gonna do all right. You gonna do all. You gonna do better.
He always does.
What? Okay. God damn it.
We gotta get out of here, man.
You gonna let Lamont tell about his podcast?
Absolutely.
Oh,
can I get to that part?
You said we have to get out of here. I just want to.
And that's what usually comes after we have to get out of here.
Whispering.
Lamont, yeah, how about you telling people about your show and where they can find it and all that?
Absolutely. If you got iTunes, you got Podomatic, you got Stitcher, Pod, all types. If you just Google LS Rules, okay, it comes up. And then I suggest you check it out. The main thing I do on there is Five Song Friday. Last few where me or somebody chooses five songs, and then we talk about why they chose the five songs. Like the last one I did was the Ladies of the 90s. So
yes.
It was TLC and woo-hoo. Escape and, you know, Aaliyah.
SWV.
Yeah, Jodeci came through. And then I'll do like a theme one where I do Nicole from What's the T. She did one. Queen Neen did one. You woo-hoo. Know, so check that shite out. I do some movie reviews. I do all types of stuff. So LS Rules. Google it. Comes on up.
Yeah.
There you go. People, you have options, you have varieties. What you don't have is a lot of time to make this shit happen. Get on Stitcher, push play, shut the fuck up, and tell the people around you to shut the fuck up because you're busy checking out LS Rules and the In Deep Show.
And by the way, Queen Neen is Five Song Friday number 4. So if you go to Podomatic, look up number 4, it's up and boom.
Yes, thank there. You. I had a really, really great time. It was funny.
And I'm up to 61, and she did number 4, so she was an early adopter.
Cool.
So God bless you.
Yes. All right, all right. Thank you.
Represent, girl.
Damn it. I'm jealous. I'm still working on mine, actually.
Hey, man. I'm here.
I trust me. I have it. It's in my notes in my phone.
Okay.
I got to come with some profound shit.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. It was fun.
We got to roll. But as always, in closing, we like to say,
God woke you up this morning. You can handle the rest of the bullshit.
I want all of you out of my house now. Now I want all of you out of my goddamn house. Out, damn spot. You better get the